We're talking about housing challenges on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Housing shortages are affecting our labor pool around the state, and there are a variety of issues in play: rising construction costs, developers not into doing smaller scale projects in rural areas, and few affordable rental options. Where do you live? What is your housing situation? Do you live near your work, or do you have a long commute expressly because of your housing? Join in with questions, insights, 800-642-1234. Joaquin El Toro is CEO of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, also known as WEDA. It is a public corporation governed by a 12-member board that includes six appointees of the governor and four legislators representing both parties and both houses. He was confirmed as a cabinet secretary last month. Secretary El Toro, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you doing this lovely morning?
I'm doing well. Let's look at some mechanics first. The authority, WEDA, is not a state agency. Your operating budget and staffing not included in the state budget, but you serve in the governor's cabinet. So how do you work with the governor's priorities on housing as an independent authority?
I very much do appreciate the governor appointing me to this position. And at the same time, I very much appreciate the confirmation by our state Senate. The governor was very clear at the fact that when he had first appointed me, of what was really important to him. I'd say first and foremost is that he also was clear at the fact that he knew that he was bringing in, I to really lead this organization with kind of the experience and expertise that I had, and to really allow for the autonomy and the challenges that we have around housing. Excuse me. However, rural communities obviously was very, very important to him. And he did also mention our urban communities, and they both have a very unique set of challenges. So I being very excited in leading this organization, I really took some of my time to really understand WEDA first and foremost as to its capacity and what it's produced thus far. And it's an amazing machine that has really had significant impact in the state of Wisconsin.
Right. This authority was originally created nearly a half century ago to provide safe and affordable housing for low to moderate income Wisconsinites. How have the state's strategies in addressing affordable housing needs changed over the decades?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, what we're seeing right now is outside of Wisconsin, states that have had high density and have had really issues around affordability of housing, they're dealing with significant issues on how to get housing out for their unique set of challenges. In Wisconsin, we have ourselves our unique challenges. And when we think about the different communities that we have, let's start with our rural communities. We hear about the challenges happening with kind of poverty. And what we see is in our area median income in these communities is that poverty is increasing. Along with that, obviously, that has a direct tie to housing. And so what we're seeing right now, and especially as communities are taking ownership around housing and they're doing their studies, is that there is a need. We see in rural communities that our populations are getting older. We see that some of our youth are moving out of rural communities and headed to the urban communities. And because of that, what we need to really do as a state is really begin to understand some of the data that's coming out of these studies and really take our time to figure out how do we leverage either the lending, the tax credits, and kind of the renewed and reinvigorated excitement and interest around housing in the state.
You've been hosting some listening sessions around the state. What are you hearing from residents about their housing needs?
It does really change from community to community. I'll tell you, we do have communities where we have, because of years of strong economic growth, we have employers that are very clear about the fact that as challenge number one about them recruiting and retaining and a workforce is the fact that housing is a really important part of that whole spectrum of making sure that they are successful and in contributing to their immediate community. We just yesterday, I've heard from a community at the fact that, like I just mentioned right now, that the housing stock is getting older, that they're...
And when you say older, this is housing mm-hmm. stock from the late 1930s.
Yes, yes. And you could imagine now that if we are trying to recruit and retain a workforce, and sometimes it'll be a younger workforce, are they interested in that older housing stock? So we hear that. Now, when we talk about urban communities, you know, we have a different issue that we're hearing about because of the aggregation of density of people. What we're realizing is that housing has an impact on the health and well-being of people also in urban communities. And so what we're seeing is that because there's such a packing of people into place and space, is that what we're trying to figure out, and we do have examples of that, is where how do we hybridize maybe first of all housing and supportive services for single parents, or for behavioral health, or for health in general, or maybe how do we hybridize the conversation of economic development and housing, where a portion of the housing might support commercial corridors on the first floor, or a support of growing that economic development in that area, but at the same time provide housing. There was a project that WEDA supported some years back where it had a library on the first floor, and then on the second floor, some of the units were dedicated to grandparent and grandchildren housing, because we've seen a growth of that, of grandchildren living with their grandparents. So really thinking outside of the box of not just building the four walls, but are we supporting kind of the needs of the community itself?
Does that housing situation still exist today?
I don't understand the question.
Does that library with the specific tenants above it, does that still exist today?
Absolutely. It's the Villard Library in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It does still exist today. It has affordable units in where the rents are adjusted to the area median income of the area. And yes, it does still exist today.
Talking with Joaquin El Toro, CEO of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, you can join in. Have you secured a loan to purchase your home? What was that process like? What questions do you have about housing and redevelopment in your area? Does housing factor into whether you accept a job or not? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Mary Kay now, joining us from Kenosha. Hi, Mary Kay.
Good morning. I'd like to talk about WEDA. They already are the contract monitor. But the problem is when the WEAC inspector goes through these apartments and they don't listen to the tenant to make the apartment safer, okay? So the problem here is, you know, that part. Plus, low-income people need to have 30% of their income. And these owners and these corporations and these nonprofits need to maintain these apartments for their inhabitable conditions, okay? And if you would hire the poor Americans for doing the drywall, the painting, the landscaping, you know, people that have been already educated here to do these things, we could have better housing.
Mary Kay, thank you for the call. Joaquin, it sounds as if, you know, tenants need to be understood here in terms of how their housing is being kept up.
Yeah, she touches on two very important subjects. I think, first of all, as WEDA administers tax credits for developers to develop affordable housing units throughout the state of Wisconsin, at the same time, what we do is we have a very stringent process in making sure that we carefully monitor the property management firms that manage these properties. Very, very important. And a majority of those property managers do a great job. But I would tell those that are listening today, and I would continue to tell those, that the process that we have, that we do an amazing job at holding them accountable. We do annual training to the property managed firms. because of the fact that not only are we concerned at WEDA about affordable housing, but safe housing. Like, those two things should go together, safe and affordable housing. I think everyone knows, not I think, I know that everyone in the state of Wisconsin deserves the right for that safe and affordable housing. The other issue she touched on, which is, you know, something that I'm hearing a lot from communities around the fact that how in the world, what are some of, you had, and you started with that question around the fact of what are some of the issues around getting, building affordable housing in rural communities. And we sit in an amazing time right now, and I think this is an unfortunate aspect of it, is that one of the things we can't control is maybe the rising cost of construction. But workforce recruitment of people into construction and being able to build these buildings, attracting developers into rural communities has been very difficult.
Why is that?
You know, I think, first of all, is that we see rural communities sometimes when they have an opportunity, it is maybe 20, 30, 40 units, where we could see almost 10 times that amount in urban communities. And developers have not been flocking to that type of an opportunity. And at the same time, like I had mentioned, them finding the workers to do the projects out in rural communities has been difficult. But what we're trying to do at WEDA is really be a part of a new process of engagement at WEDA. In the past, the way that we are business and community engagement officers, we'd go out into communities and just talk about the products that we have. But today, what we want to do is be a part of a participant. We want to be a participant in the conversation to really talk about how are communities taking ownership around this conversation of housing, and what kind of programs are they creating to attract workers and maybe to train workers around construction.
We're looking at the housing situation in Wisconsin with Joaquin El Toro, CEO of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. WEDA administers loan programs and other projects that provide housing and related assistance to Wisconsinites. Have you obtained a loan to buy your home? Have you found it difficult to secure affordable housing? How much of your take-home pay goes toward housing? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment with more here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at the housing situation in Wisconsin here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Nearly a month ago, the state Senate confirmed Joaquin El Toro as CEO of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, or WEDA. The authority reported total assets of $2.8 billion for fiscal year 2019, much of its portfolio in single-family, multifamily, and other loans and mortgage-backed securities. El Toro's background is in residential and commercial lending. What do you want to know about how the housing authority works? What is the biggest housing challenge in your community? Still time for you, 800-642-1234. And WEDA Executive Director Joaquin El Toro stays with us. Let's go back to the phones now. Mary is joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Mary.
Hi, thank you. The problem that I'm seeing here in La Crosse is a lack of modest apartments. The apartment I live in now was built with WEDA money, and 2 years ago it was sold to other investors, and so we will not be under WEDA in two more years. And most of us are widows, single people, and we have modest, lovely apartments with garages, and trying to find other apartments now that are affordable is really difficult. And I know that WEDA doesn't develop, but all of the apartments being built in the area now are these big apartment developments with wonderful amenities, and they're wonderful, but they're very expensive. And so those of us who are losing this WEDA advantage are at a disadvantage now, trying to find something affordable.
Mary, do you suspect that you will need to move?
Absolutely.
Joaquin El Toro, what is a situation like when a WEDA apartment complex changes hands?
Yeah, you know, this issue that Mary brings up is a very serious issue, and what we call that is preservation of affordability. You know, what we do right now is, as a part of the tax credit program, we have ourselves a 30-year affordability period. And that obviously has an end point and an end time that could affect residents in this exact manner. And so as a part of us really thinking differently at WEDA as a protecting and preserving affordability, what we're trying to really do is figure out as we work with communities. So WEDA, the tax credits that we provide is a limited resource, and it only builds so many properties. And so when we engage with communities nowadays, like La Crosse, and have conversations about with them as to what their priorities are, we want to make sure that we help them in working and understanding that preservation is a really important thing. One thing that I've noticed in speaking with developers, I would say first is that in the state of Wisconsin, probably in the last 10 years, is a majority of new apartment development has been market rate. But now speaking to developers that have been working in the market rate area, we're realizing that they understand that there is a duty to them to understanding how affordability comes into play as a part of the diversity of housing. So even developers are starting to think a little bit different as to should they preserve if they have that a part of their portfolio is all market renting, how can they create new units that obviously are affordable? But I think it's a really important conversation. And at WEDA, what we're trying to do is, as a part of new units, obviously, is make sure that we are that we've created the rules that are going to protect the affordability for a long time. But at the same time, we want to continue to be a part of the conversation of preserving affordability going forward.
Your agency is also responsible for issuing bonds, housing revenue bonds, to help finance rental housing developments. Which areas in the state are in need of more rental housing developments, and where these bonds go?
So in general terms, WEDA uses its bond authority to offer favorable loan interest rates and terms to construct, rehabilitate, and preserve affordable housing. So, you know, we leverage our housing tax credits and our low-cost financing to help expand affordable rental housing for Wisconsin workers, families, and seniors. And so with that, the way that it is directed is when we have communities and or developers that submit applications for the tax credits, that kind of informs the way and where we use our bonding because, you know, the bonding creates kind of the cash resource that we're able to put out in the market. So it really comes directly from the communities and the developers when they submit their applications to WEDA.
Talking with Joaquin Altoro, CEO of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. Let's go back to the phones. Jeremy is with us from Racine. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. A few years back, my wife and I were looking at purchasing a home up north in more rural Wisconsin, and we came across a lot of difficulties that we weren't willing to contend with. One, when you're purchasing a home in a rural area, you have to contend with other amenities like LP gas resupply, well water, maintaining that, as well as septic tanks and things. And the housing price wasn't really that much different than in an urban. The prices were still just as high. Houses are still old. And then you had other things to contend with in regards to healthcare services, emergency services, and things like that, that just didn't make it really, you know, appealing to my wife and I to make that jump over into the northern Wisconsin area. It's just, we seem to have a much better option down here in the south, more densely populated areas because of those amenities and things like that we don't have to contend with.
So, Jeremy, it sounds as if, Jeremy, you wanted a more rural life, but when you looked at what the options were there and the amenities around you, it just didn't add up. Joaquin El Toro, what do you hear in Jeremy's situation?
Yeah, there's an absolute reality. It's like access in living in a rural community, access to health, access to transportation, access to so many things is and has been difficult for some time. And the communities that we speak to right now are very aware of that. One of the things that WEDA is trying to do as it pertains to housing is for many years now, WEDA has been kind of a resource for property managers, for developers, and kind of the practitioners around housing. But what we realized is that one of the ways that we could provide quality information to these communities is to work better and closer with municipalities. So what we're trying to do as a part of our engagement is, first and foremost, we have an annual conference. And with this conference, what we want to do is kind of have a higher concentration in inviting municipalities to come to the table and have conversations so that we can bring in state case studies as to how our communities throughout the United States building 20, 30, 40 units. What type of zoning is necessary? What type of staffing is needed at the city? If we were to build a multifamily unit, should we maybe have the space that's on the first floor, should that be maybe a clinic so that it's closer to these units? And so we're really excited at the fact that there has been a change at WEDA in the way we're engaging and really trying to be able to provide this real quality information to the municipalities, again, as it pertains to housing and how it really engages the community.
Before we let you go, your grandfather came to Milwaukee from Mexico in the early 1900s, and he was the start of growth of Latinos in Milwaukee. How do you see your own work through what your grandfather did?
Yeah, it's that's a great question. My grandfather did come in the early 1900s to work at the Pfister and Vogel Tannery in Walker's Point in Milwaukee. And as his family grew, and as the family grew, he had 17 kids, so I had 17 aunts and uncles. As the family grew here in Milwaukee, I think it was interesting to see how they engaged with a community, how they gave back to the community, how they either started businesses, where they wanted to live, where they wanted to spend money, how they built community. And that's kind of informed me as a banker over all these years, is that I have to really be, to be a real good banker, now the leader at WEDA, I can't just know about one topic, i.e. housing. I really have to be a mini expert on all the things that make up kind of the stew of a healthy community, and make sure that I understand how does that click back into the conversation of housing. And so I really do appreciate the fact that as I saw my family grow here in Milwaukee, now that I go into communities that might be majority, if they're very, if there's a younger community, if there's an older age community, whatever that case is, I'm trying to be respectful of how all the things that affect them, that I understand that and how that
and
impacts.
We have to go here, Joaquin El Toro, here on the Ideas Network.